Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds is proposing raising the state sales tax and cutting income taxes as one of her legislative priorities for 2020. Reynolds announced the plan today in her condition of the state address.
These investments will not only aid in our conservation efforts, they'll improve our quality of life, and it will help us retain and recruit a new generation of Iowans.
3/8 of the 1 cent sales tax increase would go to a Water Quality and Natural Resources Trust fund, with most of the rest of the revenue going toward new income tax cuts. Reynolds also wants the state to take on about 70% of the costs of the county-funded mental health system, potentially reducing property taxes. Legislative leaders from both parties say they need to see more details about the governor's plan before commenting on it. And the first phase of a new trade agreement between the United States and China is scheduled for a White House signing ceremony tomorrow. The deal may bring some relief to farm country. For nearly 2 years, the U.S. and China have been levying tariffs on each other's products. The result for farmers? China didn't buy as much of their goods, especially soybeans. The federal government shelled out nearly $11 billion to farmers to lessen the blow. Iowa State University economist Wen Dong Zhang says that even resuming pre-trade war sales figures would help boost the agriculture economy. And that's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.